that certainly sounds familiar, I think, to most people in the city. The Peace Tower houses the most famous carillon in Canada, and this fall, music students at a local university will get the chance to play it. Carleton is offering a music degree where students can specialize in playing the carillon. And James Wright is with the music program there. He joins me in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Where'd you come up with this idea?
Well, to make a very long story short, I was visiting with Dr. Andrea McCready on Parliament Hill in the Peace Tower, and we began to talk about what a shame it was that Canadian University Bachelor Music Program did not offer the possibility of carillon studies. There are several such programs internationally, and certainly about half a dozen prominent programs in the U.S., but here in Canada, in the nation's capital, with one of the monumental carillons of the world on Parliament Hill, in fact, the city in which the North American Guild of Carilloners was launched and so on, not only was there no program here, but there was no such program existed in Canada. So the gears started turning, and here we are a year after that meeting about to announce the launch of the carillon studies option within our Bachelor of Music degree at Carleton.
And what would it be, like a minor as part of a music degree?
Well, any Bachelor of Music degree involves a component of performance study. So, of course, students study music theory, music history, ethnomusicology, and a range of other subjects and elective subjects and so on. But about a fifth of the degree is devoted to performance studies on a chosen instrument. So this would be the student's instrument on which they would receive private study, just like a student would study violin or piano or guitar or voice. These students would study carillon as part of their Bachelor of Music curriculum.
Not a lot of jobs out there, though, for carilloners, is there?
Well, you know, it's a bit of a supply and demand thing. In fact, there are quite a few international jobs. There are, I think, about 20 carillons across the country. There are, of course, many in the U.S. and even more in Europe. So there are a good number of prominent carillon positions available. And again, there aren't that many carilloner certainly in this country with training. So
the demand outstrips the supply?
Effectively. And of course, you know, all Bachelor of Music students don't necessarily occupy performance positions after graduating. And it is a university degree, and this is a component of that study. But we would certainly hope and expect that a good number of carillon graduates would ultimately mm-hmm. occupy prominent posts. In fact, one of them may be a future Dominion carillon here in Ottawa.
And what kind of access will they have to that?
Well, this is the great thing about this collaboration. Not only are we collaborating with Dr. McCready as Dominion Carillonneur, and she'll be an associate performance instructor at Carleton, of course, but the House of Commons has very, very graciously and kindly offered our students access to the Peace Tower instrument, where they will be able to work under Dr. McCready's supervision. And so on. So we're very, very grateful for that collaboration, of course.
Describe the difference between a carillon and a piano or a harpsichord.
Well, simply put, in fact, maybe I'll just use the organ as an example rather than piano or harpsichord, because the console is rather like an organ in the sense that you've got a keyboard, a manual keyboard effectively, and a pedal board for the feet. The big difference is, rather than keys, you've got these big posts sticking out. They look more or less like broomsticks, the ends of broomsticks, and you perform using your fists on the end of these.
So it's physically
posts.
Demanding.
Quite physically demanding. In fact, many carilloners end up having very serious calluses on the side of their hands, and they wear gloves. In fact, Dr. McCready does not. She takes great pride in that because she has this wonderful touch on the instrument. And then, of course, they're playing the pedal board as well. And this console is then attached to the bells in the belfry, these massive bells. It makes it the largest instrument in the world, is the carillon, with many tons of bells behind this mechanism. That's pretty much it. So if you're an organist or keyboard player, you could make the transition, but there are many students internationally who specialize on this instrument.
Wish people could see your face, because you are so jazzed about this. Well, what kind of response have you been getting?
Well, we're certainly at this stage, we're really just launching today. And so our launch is really to thank Parliament Hill for their collaboration, to thank Dr. McCready, but also to thank a very important figure in the middle of this story, and that is a retired public servant by the name of Diane Parsonage. She's former chief librarian for the Immigration Refugee Board of Canada. And Diane very, very kindly came forward and donated the practice carillon to Carleton. Carleton University, a rare and expensive and valuable instrument. We would have been fundraising for many years to come.
How much would something like that cost?
To buy outright, we're looking at something like $40,000.
Wow, that's steep.
So given the range of things that we're dealing with on a yearly basis, this would have we would have.
Why
needed
does she to- have one?
Well, no, she didn't have one. We identified this instrument in southern Pennsylvania through Dr. McCready and brought it up in a truck. In fact, I did that myself. Not the sort of thing one usually thinks of as part of a university professor's job description, but there
I was.
You went
to go pick it up?
To pick it up in very near Gettysburg. I learned a little bit about American history in the process. But so we brought this up last August, and it is now installed with support from our dean. We put it in a beautiful practice room. So that was the piece that was missing. We had everything else in place, but without an instrument, we couldn't have given this a green light. And we're delighted that Diane, of course, came along as a donor, and she's a graduate of Carleton. She's thrilled, and we're thrilled.
Does this start in the fall?
This does. We're accepting students effective September 2011.
Okay. That's outstanding. That's great, James. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Kathleen. Nice to be with you.
So that's James Wright with the Music Department of Carleton, and it launches the big program. The big unveiling is this afternoon.